The people of our world are hurting. Not just the poor and the impoverished, all people. People we know and love. We have lost control of the operating system and we are getting owned by life. But it doesn't have to be that way. There is a reason that in all great stories, the strongest motivating force for the hero is a threat not to his own life, but to the lives of the ones he loves. The girl, the child, the innocents. Their safety means more to him than his own well-being. We are programmed to love others, even to sacrifice ourselves for the good of the tribe. Use that powerful force to drive you toward success, but recognize that it will always start with you. You can never fully love and support others until you love and support yourself. The quest to heal a hurting world begins with the man in the mirror. MJ had it right. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change. Twirl and crotch grab. The reason is twofold. For one, to be of service, you have to be fit for service. A leaky cup can't effectively serve water. There's a reason they tell you to put your own oxygen mask on before assisting others in case of emergency on an airplane. You need to be strong and vital to be of any use to other people. The second reason is that by owning the day and taking control of your life, you can be the living proof to others of what is possible. You can lead by example. Why is it that when someone first does a new trick on a skateboard or a motocross bike that was previously believed to never be possible, then all of a sudden a year later, three more people can do the same trick? It's because when you do it, other people believe they can do it too. All around you, right now, you have people looking at you. Some are in your family. Maybe you have kids. You certainly have friends or coworkers and maybe even some strangers on social media. They are all looking for some sign that somebody knows what the hell is going on out there and that something better is possible. You can be that sign, that someone, that something better. You can be the one they point to. You aren't just owning the day for yourself, you are owning the day for everyone you know, for everyone you love. I believe in you. One day if we cross paths, I will shake your hand or give you a hug. I will be looking at a hero. Not at a perfect man or woman, but a regular person, just like myself, doing your best. Without you, this book wouldn't exist. Without you, I wouldn't have had the strength to beat my own resistance. So it is I who owe you a debt of gratitude. You have helped me become the hero of my own story, as hopefully I have helped you. Go, hero. Go. Three pointers. You need to give yourself every advantage when pushing up against resistance. The first and most important thing you can do is forgive yourself for any imperfections, any expectations you haven't lived up to. All you can do is your best. Determine moment by moment. Perfection is a myth. If you forgive yourself, you will begin to feel that you deserve to change for the better, and so you will. Creating an ethos is a shortcut to mastering mental override. It prevents you from the anguish of deliberation over your choices and starts to define the person you want to be. Create your ethos and support yourself with positive self-talk. We are social creatures designed to live in community with others. It is no surprise that accountability and support from our tribe is essential to creating any form of lasting change. Pick the day you want to own. Begin the process and let everyone you love know about it. Ask for their support. Hold yourself accountable to your word, and you won't just own that day, you will be setting yourself on the path to owning your life. This is Aubrey Marcus. This production of Own the Day, Own Your Life was directed by Zane Birdwell and produced by John Marshall Media in New York City. It was recorded at 48 Windows in Santa Monica, California. Engineered by Eric Garcia. Executive producer, Suzanne Mitchell. Text copyright 2018 by Warrior Poet LLC. Production copyright 2018 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.